Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello, hello, review listeners. It has been a minute. We haven't recorded in a while. So before we get to the episode, we just want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to literally overturn Roe v. Wade, which stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. So to learn more about what you can do to help, go to podvoices.help.
If you're interested in donating money to abortion funds, we've chosen to give some money to the National Network of Abortion Funds, which is donate.abortionfunds.org. And you can also, if you have a uterus, go to plancpills.org to get abortion access pills that you can just store in your closet that I think work for at least a couple months, if not several years.
We encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word. Thank you so much. And now let's get back to reading some fucking reviews, I guess.
This podcast, I listen every single Tuesday. Or as I say, reviews day, and it shakes me all week long. It's improv, some say it's more like planned out shorts though. Ah, but then again, what does Ben Schwartz know? This ain't that Jerks theme song. Riley and Jeffrey, I think you're in trouble. Trouble, 'cause I framed you. I robbed a grocery store and then I blamed you. When I told the police that, you make me want to go out and steal. Yet I never listen while eating, 'cause one time I listened and choked on my lunch. I was laughing so hard I had chips in my throat, and my oat milk spilled out through my nose as I coughed, because that's what you do. Review. The Orphanage.
No way! The Orphanage. That's one of my favorite theme songs we've ever gotten.
That was really good. That's an old Reliant K song, my first concert ever, so that meant a lot to me. The way he did the lyrics was unbelievable, because you never knew what was next.
That was incredible. And what's so wild is this morning, as I was like just getting ready for the day, I was thinking, because we haven't recorded in so long, we banged so many episodes, this is our first time recording in a month, I'm so excited to be back, but like I was thinking about for you, and just the line, you make me want to go out and steal. And well, so that's insane. Just true. That's just crazy that was in today's song. That yeah. was to end. I can't wait to tell E. The Orphanage.
Shout out to Daniel Rep for that song. He wanted to plug his website, danielrep.com. That's Daniel, REPP.com.
Thank you. That was incredible.
He also wants to shout out his friends Eric and Brian for their feedback on earlier drafts of the song.
Oh my God. Well, Eric and Brian, fuck Daniel. You guys made the song. Like, you guys made it what it was.
Eric, that was all Eric. Brian, I don't even know about Brian, but definitely not Daniel.
No, but like
Daniel.
Eric, definitely not Daniel. Daniel may have recorded and wrote it, but like he didn't actually do it. Like, that was all Eric.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get at. And everyone knows. I couldn't put my finger on it until you said it like that.
Yeah. We're back. It feels... We're not back. We've been putting out episodes consistently every week.
But you and I are back.
We are
and
back.
And wetter than ever.
We are dripping.
Yeah. No, it's hot. I soaked my MeUndies.
Ew.
No.
It is
cool.
So hot.
Yeah,
it is so hot outside.
Is it? I haven't been outside.
It's just been hot. Right before I came into the office to record, I just told Daniel, I'm like, I'm so fucking over summer. I hate summer. I want it to be fall. I want to watch over the garden wall and be cozy. And I like, fuck summer, dude. Fuck summer.
I love summer. I'm going That's camping insane. This weekend.
That'll be fun.
Summer's hot. I don't like how hot it is, but the energy of summer is the goat.
That's
people are spontaneous. They want to be outside. They want to be in pools. They want to drink frozen things.
I want it to, like, I'm a fall gal. Sorry.
Summer is probably my favorite season, but fall is a close second.
Crazy.
Spring sucks. We've talked about this.
No, I love
spring.
Disgusting. No, I love spring. Jeff, what have you been up to?
I've been wheeling and dealing. I was just saying that I've been wheeling and dealing.
No, I heard you, but what does that mean?
I've been like sort of making things happen, packaging, not like projects for the entertainment industry, but like shipping people. And also like setting people up as well in addition.
Oh, you mean like shipping people like, oh, I ship them. Like I want them to be a couple.
No.
Okay.
I like have been putting my friends in crates and like making them part of the supply chain issue.
Okay. Everything, all the delays on my deliveries, that it all stems back to you in such a fucked up
ultimately,
way.
Ultimately, yeah. Because
ultimately,
well, it's, not
it's because
up.
Saba's in a box in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yes, Pacific. Pacific, because our local port is Long Beach.
Okay, got it.
But I did send him down the Panama Canal once, and it did end up clogging the whole thing. I don't know if you saw that, but that was...
that was just George in a box on a boat.
Yes. you traveled internationally for the first time ever,
I traveled internationally, not for the first time ever.
Well, it felt like it.
Did it feel like it to you?
To you.
I don't know. It was very fun. I didn't get COVID, which was huge.
Namaste. You did get a separate sickness.
I got a cold. Yeah. Not on that trip, but Daniel and I went to the Nantucket Film Festival because his short Almost Winter played there. And it's also playing at the Stony Brook Film Festival in a couple weeks, which it's this month. I don't know the exact dates, but if any of y'all are planning on going to the Stony Brook Film Festival, go see it. He'll be there. But we went to the Nantucket Film Festival for his short, and we got colds. And it felt very retro to just have a cold.
Yeah.
And then when we got, we flew back on a Thursday, and we filmed two HeadGum videos the next day when I was at the height of my illness.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad because that was the only day that we could film. And so I texted Jeff like the day before. I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I do have a cold. I will wear my, like, it's not COVID. I was testing all week. It wasn't COVID, and I'm fine now. But I texted Jeff. I'm like, I will wear a mask when the cameras aren't rolling. Like, I'll mask up the whole time, and I did. But I get to the office, I like, I just said hi, or like saying, I said a couple words to Jeff, and Jeff just started dying, and I'm like, what? And he just goes, you sound so fucking sick.
You sound normal now. It was like, you sounded like my octave.
I know. And then Amir walked in, he goes, you're sick?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just a cold, I'm not contagious, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. So yeah, my ears, because I flew with a cold, my ears
blocked.
Wouldn't pop.
Yeah.
I think they just kind of regulated out within like the past 12 to 24 hours.
That's good.
Yeah.
Your infection?
And I am flying again on Friday. No, just like because I flew with congestion. So then like the air pressure in the plane, like it fucked it up.
Damn.
And I was very nervous to fly because I'm flying in two days. And I was nervous that my ears wouldn't pop in time. But then after I'm gone for a week and then I'm back and then I am not planning on leaving anytime soon. But I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah.
It almost feels like we should give ourselves a gift for being back.
Yeah. Like, what would be good to send to ourselves?
Oh, I mean, like, honestly, like, right now, it's like I want something that's pretty, but also something I could nosh on because I'm a little hungy.
Yeah. What about, I'm sorry to even say, but, like, sides?
What?
Sides.
Sides?
Potato salad.
No, we're edible arrangements.
Green sides.
Edible arrangements.
That would be better.
That's
edible arrangements would be better.
You love sending out a rogue edible arrangement.
I haven't done that in a long time. I think the last time I did that was to you.
It was for our 100th ep.
Yeah.
It was very nice. That was a very nice surprise. You sent us an edible arrangement. But you, you sent the giant one.
Yeah, I
you
said the sent, biggest like, the one biggest I possibly one you could.
And then you came over because we did a live stream and you didn't even realize how big it was until you saw it in person.
It was comically ginormous.
And it's just all this hard fruit. And then like to dismantle it took at least like half an hour.
Well, that's
to then
just
put it
fun.
Into like bags that's and put fun. It in the fridge. Yeah, that's just fun. So let's edible arrangements. Let's talk about it. Let's finally have that discussion.
So that's your experience with edible arrangements, or you have others?
I think the experience is just that it's like they're funny to me because in theory they're like a fun idea. The fruit is always hard, and it's all sweaty because it comes in the plastic wrap.
Yeah,
so
and
then it's
hot
like
out.
If you get the chocolate covered strawberries,
condensation.
I love a chocolate covered strawberry, but then it's like it's just all of the fruit essences kind of like mix together in the condensation and the steam of the bag.
Of course.
And so it's just kind of like the schnozberries taste like schnozberries, the cantaloupes taste like strawberries, and it all is
that
like
sounds
this
good
vague,
though.
Just
like imagine
but
a cantaloupe
not.
Texture with a strawberry taste.
That would do me in. Like it just really? So it's just sweaty and hard and not in a fun way. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I like
and
an edible.
And too much honeydew.
There is way too much honeydew. It's always filler, but like that's just to make the arrangement look fine to good. And then it's like nobody's going to eat the honeydew. Nobody ever eats honeydew. And if you do,
I'll accept Elizabeth Valenti.
I don't want to hear from you.
Of course.
If you eat honeydew.
Well, you heard it here first. What are your experiences with edible arrangement? Edible accoutrements.
Oh, that's good. No one's ever sent me one. No one's ever sent me one.
Your face dropped. You loved edible accoutrements. You hated remembering that you've never received one.
I don't want one, so that's not me saying, because like nobody said, obviously nobody sent me one.
Hold
not
on
that
one
anybody
second.
Would.
What's your address? I have.
No way. Truly don't send me one.
You are going out of town.
Yeah. And even if I wasn't, I don't want one for all the reasons you just mentioned. Hot fruit on a summer's eve. It's awful.
Hot. And here's the thing. They deliver, like, when I say hot fruit, they deliver it refrigerated.
No.
But it doesn't feel that way. Like, it's cold, but it tastes sweaty.
Yeah. It is sweating.
I know it doesn't make sense. It is sweating. I also, this is just a separate thought. Fruit shouldn't be hot. Sorry.
So you're talking about like grilled pineapple or something or
oh.
Bananas Foster?
You know what? I'm only talking about strawberries, raisins, raspberries.
Hot raisins.
Those three things shouldn't be warm.
I feel like...
So I said fruit. I don't mean that. Like, I love a grilled peach. I love a grilled pineapple. Like,
yeah.
I love pies. But it's like strawberries, raisins, and raspberries should not be warm.
Absolutely not.
I don't like a savory fruit. So it's like, I don't like a rice with raisins.
Melon with fucking prosciutto?
Well, I don't eat prosciutto. I used to. That was good. I guess it's like there's a lot of... I shouldn't just make generalized statements. I don't like rice with raisins.
Rice with raisins? Oh, yeah. When they have the golden raisins in the rice. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not good.
It's awful to me.
It's never good to have. Do you want to start us off with our first review?
Yes. I could do that. I think I could do that. This is for an edible arrangements in Los Angeles, California. Okay. This is from Priscilla M.
Priscilla Matched.
Oh, 1 star from Priscilla Matched. Also, just for reference, this edible arrangement specifically has very bad reviews. So 1 star. Like the others, I too am very disappointed with this store. My boyfriend's order to me was over $100 and scheduled for Valentine's Day. It is now February 15th, 2018 at 10 a.m. and no phone call, no delivery, nothing. I called at least 15 times yesterday between 5 and 7 and of course, nobody picked up. I called the international phone number, waited 17 minutes on hold, and was told that they couldn't give out any information because I was not the person who ordered. I then called immediately again and someone else told me, quote, it just says order processing on our system. You should call the store location directly to get a refund or reschedule delivery. Yeah, don't you think I tried that already? Nobody answers. Her response was, well, it is Valentine's Day. I have called 3 times this morning, still nothing. Thanks, Edible Arrangements. You now have a number of very sad and angry significant others out there who are even more pissed because now their significant others don't trust them and will never order an arrangement ever again. All because you guys can't handle big orders or are not bright enough to cut out a number of orders you won't be able to deliver. You ruined my Valentine's Day and I hate you. Goodbye. Jeremy, I told you you have to stop coming to my place. I mean, it's like you picked up the last of your things and I told you that it's like this is it. Like nothing you say is going to change my mind. We're done.
No, I got a refund. A refund from the edible arrangement place. All right.
I just don't trust you. Like, don't you get it? It's like, sure, you got it. But it's like, how am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to believe that you really did that this time? I was left in the lurch.
This is not a reason to break up with someone. You don't break up with someone because they got stiffed by an edible arrangement storefront. Is there any other issue you have with me or this is it?
I sometimes feel like, you know, it's like, I've heard the advice. It's like how you do anything is how you do everything. How you dealt with this situation gives me everything I need to know.
I did everything I could. I called them 5 times. I called the international number.
With my friends.
I got a refund. I will give you the money. I will give you the refund. I was buying them for you. I don't know what else I could have done to change
this. Don't pay me to try
and
get back together with me, Jeremy. That is
no,
sick.
At this point, I don't want to date you
anymore. You're sick for that. What? You don't want to date me?
You're breaking up with me because I didn't get my order from Edible Arrangements. So now how
am I? Sorry, it's just like if you could listen to me. I feel like I've been doing a lot of listening. And if you could just
listen
to me.
You've been talking at me.
How am I supposed to know that that's what happened? Like, how am I supposed to trust that? Like, you said, like, oh, I got you the most incredible edible arrangement. We can share it together. Nothing ever came.
Here's the order. Here's the order confirmation. Here's the order cancellation. And here's the email confirming that I'm getting a refund.
Photoshop's gotten really good.
I'm lately. Swiping away so you can see this is the Gmail app.
I mean, what? So you made a burner account, sent yourself an email.
You think that I made a burner account? Made a graphic design HTML style email to the point where the Edible Arrangement logo is at the top and it comes from an official @ediblearrangements.com email address.
I don't know if you knew this, but I think why it's just such a tough spot for me is like, this is exactly why my parents broke up.
There's
and
no
so
way.
It's like, oh my God, sorry.
No.
It's just like history is repeating itself. And it's like you think you're doing like, oh, it. I don't want to.
You're the catalyst. It's happening because of you.
I'm not the catalyst. I'm not doing anything wrong. Oh my God. I am my mother. My dad literally said that he got her an edible arrangement and it never showed up.
Okay.
And so that's why I was shuttling back and forth between their houses. Child of divorce. Right. So it's like, sorry if this is a sore subject for me.
Okay.
You aren't even upset.
Well, no, it's like I'm realizing now that our entire relationship was a sham if this is how it ends. Like, does that make sense?
What are you talking about? It was a sham. I loved you.
I don't believe that if you're breaking up with me for this. By the way, what is that on the floor of your bedroom? We're in the living room. I'm seeing men's boxers that are not mine on the floor of your bedroom.
That's nothing, first of all. Don't look in my room. That's sick. You're sick for that.
No, you can't just make insane choices like cheating on me and breaking up with me because I'm assuming maybe the guilt of cheating on me or maybe even not because I don't understand your psyche at this point and then say that I'm sick. That's just gaslighting.
Listen, I was heartbroken, okay? There's when no edible arrangement showed up at my door
so
at
you,
the allotted
you had
time
sex with
that
a stranger
you said it would be.
On Valentine's Day because an edible arrangement didn't show up. I took you to a dinner that night. When did you do that?
What time did we get home?
We got home at like 11:30.
Like 11:45.
I was here.
You were asleep. How was I to know? How was I to know? The whole dinner I was thinking, he's going to break
the
up
whole
with
dinner.
Me.
Yeah, exactly right. The whole dinner. The whole dinner that I took you out to your favorite restaurant, paid for the dinner, got you champagne. I made it a nice Valentine's Day. You're acting like that's the only thing I did and that I was out of town. I was with you.
I don't know what you want me to say, Jeremy. Like I don't know what
either
you...
at this point because I don't want to get back together. I don't know why I'm still here.
Maybe we've been too hasty.
No, you what? Have. You cheated on me 3 hours after you realized that I didn't get you an edible arrangement that I did get you.
We didn't sleep together. We didn't have sex. We just like.
You said you had a headache, and then you fucked somebody else.
Well, we kissed a lot. We slept in the same bed, but we kissed.
You and me?
No. Me and the edible arrangement delivery guy who said
so
he didn't.
So they did come. No, so they did come.
He came to say that he didn't have anything to drop off.
I doubt that. He also clearly did have something to drop off, huh? Pick up the boxers.
Nice.
Don't say nice to me. You cheated on me. With the person that confirms that I did what you don't think I did.
I guess, like...
No, there's no conclusion. I think you're either lost or bad.
Listen, we had an amazing relationship, and feel like it ended in a way...
In a way.
Sorry?
You ended it.
You ended it. You ended it by not like I can't trust you anymore. So it's like it's
nothing
that's
I've
that we
done
can't get back.
Has been not proven true. There's
that's
no
just what my dad said to my mom. That's right. Just you're, you sound just yeah. like my father.
This is I do need a ride home.
You hear the bathroom door open. Oh, sorry. I don't know
there's
if there's
no
enough
way.
Hot water left.
Are you
did
kidding
I hear you saying
me?
You need a ride home, man?
I'll take it, actually. You're normal. I think you're maybe normal.
You know what? I love, like, Jeremy, we can still be friends.
No.
And if Bruno wants to drive you home, then, like, I think we could all be friends. Yeah. I mean, like.
Is your name Bruno?
It's Jason. But.
So why didn't you say anything?
I don't know, man. I don't care enough. I'm never going to see her again.
Great. I will take a ride home from you because that was a normal thing to say in this situation.
In the car. Oh, shit. You're like, that smell? I'm so sorry about that. Hold on. Let me just... Oh, my God. Oh. You're Jeremy.
Yeah.
This was from you. Fuck. I misread.
No,
I misread
you know
the address on that.
That's
should
all right.
I go let her know?
No, don't, because I think you really saved me, actually, from months more of that relationship and then it ending in a similarly fucked up way.
Are you mad at me?
No, I think you're a good guy.
I kissed your girlfriend.
Yeah, but you didn't know that.
We slept in the same bed. I did know that.
Yeah,
I saw you in the house, and she said, I think we're going to end things. I can't trust him anymore. Do you still want to come in? And I did.
Yeah, but it's not on you. That's on her.
You're a really cool guy.
Thanks.
What are you doing after this?
It's really late. I'm going home.
Do you want to hang out?
Nope.
Okay.
This isn't me, but I'll get out of here. You are not normal.
Do you want the edible arrangement?
That's all right. You have that. You have that because it's hot. No, because the fruit's been in this car for a day.
It's hot, yeah.
Yes, it's hot
fruit. But you can
still
eat it.
Yeah, you can eat anything.
What?
I'm out. You're weird as well. And I'm somewhat upset. Not at you. I'm not heartbroken. But I mean, obviously, it sucks. No, because it's just like, I sit back down. It sucks, you know? It's like you put in all this time and effort, you commit to someone, and then you give them no reason not to trust you. And then they say they're
unwrapping
doing
the edible arrangement.
It's absolutely
awful. I hand you a sweaty chocolate cover.
Thank
strawberry.
You so much. Yeah. should we take a quick break?
Tiny, though.
Yeah. Very small.
Very small edible arrangement.
That's really good.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
And we're back, right?
I guess.
Oh.
I mean, like, we can be.
It's up to you.
Yeah, we're back.
All right. Then we are back. this is a 1-star review from Rebecca H. of an Edible Arrangements, also in Los Angeles.
Hellcat.
Rebecca Hellcat. 1 star. I had a terrible experience with the delivery driver. The delivery driver called me and told me they wouldn't use the apartment's elevator because she was afraid of elevators. She was having a difficult time finding the stairs, and the delivery location is on the 9th floor of the apartment complex. I was having the arrangements delivered from a different state, so I had the delivery driver speak with the recipient's roommate. Instead of being cooperative, the driver argued with her and told her to fuck off. I wanted to surprise my friend today because her mother died 6 months ago and she's having a hard time. This experience ruined her surprise and both of our days.
Welcome, everyone. You know, grief counseling sessions, I find can be really helpful. And so to all of our new members, we're so glad you're here. And so this is a really safe space, you know. Doesn't, you know, no one's trauma is more important. Oh, hello.
Hey, sorry. I have a delivery. It's an edible arrangement for Josh.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you just leave that outside? We're just in the middle of getting started with a grief group counseling session. So why don't you just leave that outside the door?
I can't leave this outside the door because then it's not a confirmed delivery. See, we have very strict rules at edible arrangements, so I'm going to need to leave it in the room, if that's fine.
Fine. You just drop it by the door. That'd be great. And thank you.
It can't be near the door.
What are you talking about?
I have very strict instructions that this has to be handed to Josh.
You just said it needed to be in the room.
In the room near Josh.
I'm so sorry, everybody. This has been.
Don't be sorry. You don't have to apologize to them. They love
it. I'm not apologizing to you. I'm apologizing to the everyone's.
No, don't apologize to them either. They're having a great time.
Don't tell. Josh, would it be an imposition if this gentleman left the bag by your feet?
No, I mean, that's whatever gets him out of the room, I guess.
Of course. Yes, you can leave it here.
Great. Hey, happy birthday, Josh, or whatever. What are you guys doing here?
You simply have to go. This is a grief group counseling meeting.
I gotta tell you, I don't take kindly to being excluded. How much does the fee? If I pay, I get to be here.
It's free.
It's free. Then here I am. Pulls up a chair. Is this like a 12 steps thing? Because I've already done those.
You can sit here quietly while I explain kind of what we're going through today. What's your name? What's your name? Never mind. Okay, I'm so sorry for that disturbance, everybody. Don't unzip your lips.
What, you wanted to know my name?
Yeah. So I can address you.
Cosmo.
Cosmo. I don't think that's your real name. Yep, zip it back up. I am so sorry, everyone, for the incredible...
What?
Don't unzip again. You don't have to unzip and zip your mouth every time you want to speak.
You said be quiet. That's the only way I'm going to be able to do it.
Okay,
what are you sorry for?
Everyone in here is dealing with an immense amount of grief.
100%. We all are. I mean, the state of the world. I sort of slapped Josh's shoulder way too hard. Ow, dude.
Please be careful, Cosmo.
I think what he needs is a workout class. I barely hit him.
If you cannot... I understand that... Everyone processes grief differently. I don't know if you actually have any grief that you're dealing with, but if you do have any, you're welcome to stay and please be respectful. But if you are not willing to participate in a way that is helpful or respectful, you need to go.
I can participate. I just feel like I need to know what happened to all of these other people so I can empathize. So why don't we go around the room and say what happened in detail? Let's start with Josh.
Everyone, you don't have to answer to him. He's not leading this meeting.
No, well, you know what? I think it should be egalitarian. I think we should go with what the room's feeling. I mean, this is free, obviously, so really we're just standing in a room.
It's not obvious. You asked how much he had to pay. You didn't know if it was free.
Josh, care to share?
Yeah, I lost my daughter to a really bad cold that turned into bronchitis, and it's very rare, but she basically her lung got infected, and she passed.
We're so sorry, Josh. We're so sorry.
We're all here for you, Josh.
That's nice. That's nice encouragement, Cosmo.
I do feel like he shouldn't have gone first, because that's probably the toughest one, and I feel like that should have been the last one, because now it's like, what's your name? Sitting next to Josh.
Stacy.
Like, how the hell is Stacy going to follow that? You know what I mean? Just in terms of storytelling.
The point of this isn't, it's not about who has the best story. These are real people with their real lives. And right as you're barging in with the bag of fruit, I was saying that no one person's story means more, matters more. Everyone.
Yeah. Can you not say barging in? Valid. Because I actually got shipped once. That's the trauma of mine. I'm still grieving who I was before.
You got shipped?
Yeah. There's Cosmo before I was in a crate down the Panama Canal, and then there's Cosmo afterwards. I could barely breathe. So you want to talk about grief? Yeah, you want to talk about grief. This is why I should have gone last, by the way. But don't say barging in. Can you do me that one favor? Stacy, the floor is yours.
This is only my second meeting, and so I don't know if I feel comfortable. Really, that's okay, Stacy. Everyone can open up in their own time. Don't feel pressured or forced to share anything beyond what you feel like you want to do.
I really don't know, because if we don't share in a vulnerability, then it feels like not all of us want to share, because Stacy says no and you say that's okay. Suddenly everybody has license not to say something. Why are you in this room if you're not going to share?
You don't have to say anything. It's just a place to grieve together. It's a place to find community. Cosmo, if you want to share about this time you were shipped down a canal, I don't know if that's more trauma than grief.
It's grieving my past self who died on that barge.
Say more about that. Takes out a notepad.
You didn't take notes against their stories.
I know all their stories.
Not Stacy's,
because Stacy doesn't want to share right now, which is fine. Which is fine, Stacy. Thank you.
This is honestly getting out of hand.
How were you shipped?
My friend was in the business of wheeling and dealing, and he said, "Hey, look at this crate." I said, "That's awesome. I want to stand in there." He said, "Perfect. Stand in the crate. Locked. One air hole. Two Nesquik." And that was supposed to sustain me from Long Beach until Miami?
This is illegal.
This is just, it's dying should be illegal too, I know. But
what?
What?
Dying
should be illegal? What happened to Josh's daughter is what I'm trying to say. Now, Josh, you don't have to worry. I'll always stick up for you against the fucking man here. But what isn't illegal is what happened to me.
That, what happened to you, a person being shipped down canal, isn't illegal? And it shouldn't be?
I've never looked into it. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I would love if it was. Is it?
I don't know, actually. But it should be. You should look into that.
This guy, I don't like the way this guy's looking at me since I mentioned this. What's your name?
Tony.
Let's hear your story. You have to.
Get out of here. You are disruptive, and you are inflicting more grief and trauma onto these people.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I can talk. You know, it might be good for me to finally open up.
Tony, you really don't have to. No, if that's what this guy wants, it's not about what this guy wants. Nothing about this meeting is to please him.
Agreed. It's not about what I want. It's about what I know is going to help these people.
You don't know what's going to help these people. I am a grief counselor.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Did you train?
Yes!
Really?
I trained for years.
Multiple years? I feel like that doesn't take multiple years.
It does take multiple years.
Maybe for some people. I would have done it in one.
Oh my God. I'd like to share. Okay, Tony, that's great. If you want to open up by your own volition and not because you feel, no. I mean, I do feel a little pressure, but it's enough to get me to start spewing the shit. Sorry for the foul language. It's okay. It's okay. Again, anything is welcome here, except for whatever Cosmo has to say. My father was in a crate. My mother got upset with him one day. And she said, "We're moving." And he said, "What? We've lived in this house for 24 years. She said, "Look in that moving pod." And he stepped in. He said, "Okay." Slammed the door behind him. Gave it a little pat on the rump. Pushed it right into the Long Beach Canal. Oh my God. And that was the last I saw of him.
Tony, you're not alone.
Stop it.
And what I want you to know is that you're never alone.
Cosmos,
raise your hand if you've ever been in a crate or someone you know has been in a crate.
Like 90% of the room raised their hand. See, it affects everyone, and we don't talk about it enough.
Oh my God. This sounds like it doesn't matter how many years
of grief counseling training that you did, because you don't have a point of reference for these people. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't lead this workshop. I'm just saying let others have the floor as well to teach as much as you are. Stacey.
Everyone.
I think you guys should lift me up.
What?
I think you guys should cheer my name and lift me above your heads.
We already just clapped for you, man.
Clap again and lift me up. Cosmo, 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 Cosmo.
How long is he going to go on like this?
Cosmo, 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 Cosmo.
He'll tire himself out, I feel like.
I have the lung capacity of a very different beast because of the crate, by the way. I basically had to learn how to inhale. Yeah. I did decide to be done.
I was born inside a crate. What? My aunt shipped my mom and I off into
a crate.
Oh,
shit. Is that the time? I do have to go. Stacey, we'll pick this up next week.
Are you kidding me?
No, I love it.
Are you kidding me?
You're never alone, Stacey, but I do have to keep delivering fruit. I do think it's getting hot in the truck. I have a job just like all of you. Well, some of you, maybe not. But this has been healing. There's been a lot of healing going on right now. Josh, this is a photo of my sister.
Get out.
No, I was just wondering if Josh, he's kind of handsome.
Get out now.
All right, I'm going. I'm Cosmo, 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 Cosmo.
Everyone's just been put in a crate. Just to be like put out to sea, like not even to like be sent somewhere.
Yeah,
it's like just Paddington. Put a couple marmalade sandwiches in a box and see what happens.
Should we do our last review?
Yes. Do you have one that you really enjoy?
Yeah. Well, it's fine. But here we go. This is from Jeffrey S.
Jeffrey Sames.
I knew you were gonna say that. 1 star. Edible Arrangements, Los Angeles. Why does nobody answer the phone? I ordered an arrangement for my anniversary. My girlfriend never got it. I tried calling multiple times, but nobody answers or returns my calls. So what do you... Sorry, sir, can I just get your actual complaint? Are you saying that Edible Arrangements didn't return your call? Or because you seem really sad.
No, they were amazing. Edible Arrangements treated me better than like my... freaking mom. Like I love Edible Arrangements. I'm just saying it's just like, God, like no one calls anymore. It's all like text, 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 text. I'm a little robot. No one ever like uses their voice. No one picks up the phone when I call, except you.
No one uses their voice when you call. So some people pick up and they just don't say anything to you.
No. No one picks up is what I'm saying. It's like everyone would rather send an emoji.
And oh, here's
not to me, but like to other people. But, like, I just, you're the best. I mean, like, can I just say, Conrad, like, talking on the phone with you has been healing in so many ways.
Right. I cannot stress enough that the only reason that I'm able to talk to you on the phone right now is because you did place an order for a $100 edible arrangement. And this is customer service.
Yeah.
Who are some of your other friends? Like, maybe you could just, like, try calling them right now and see, you know, because I can't be an emotional pillar for you.
But you're providing support and I'm a customer.
Support for your order of edible arrangements.
Okay. What other problems do I have with it? Let's just make something up. The strawberries were too sweet. Let's talk about it.
Okay. That's never really a complaint of people's. It's usually that our strawberries are
unripe. I tried calling my friends before I tried calling you is the thing. And so it's like I...
So you don't even... Yeah.
Huh?
No, it's... That's...
No, you go. This is so fun. It's like, I've missed this. I've missed like... like being interrupted.
Verbal
or
miscues.
Like, who's gonna? Yeah, that.
Yeah. How do you know your friends? What? Name three friends and what they do. I don't think that you have them. And we'll see if you can do it fast and securely, or if you're going to stumble through this and then it's going to prove to me that you don't have any friends.
Well, there's my Uncle Mike.
Family doesn't count.
Okay. All right. Well, you just said name three.
Name three friends.
Right. I consider Uncle Mike do you have any siblings?
Nobody's friends with their uncle.
You haven't met me in person. Okay, fine. So Uncle Mike, who actually is my best friend, by the way. He's not on the list, I guess. But he works at the Natural History Museum, if you want to know.
A Natural History Museum?
The Natural History Museum.
Okay, that's kind of cool then.
Right. Well, exactly. And so that's the thing. It's like Mike and I, God.
That's okay.
He's so funny.
How is he funny? What do you mean? How is Uncle Mike, who works at the Natural History Museum, funny?
He's just like a rascal. Like, he never picks up the phone. And so I wish I knew, like, what department he worked in. What's his day-to-day? But he's always, like, too busy. Like, he'll send those texts that it's like, I'm too busy, can't call right now.
Yeah. Does he send those even?
He should, because it's right, like, then yeah. I would know that he, that's
when was
the
last time you had any form of contact with him, physical or digital?
Christmas 2008. Well, when I say that out loud, that sounds like a long time, huh?
That is over 12 years. That's 14 years.
There is Lisa.
Last name? Don't say Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
There it is. That's not your friend. That's the last one. We don't even have to dig into that one. Last one.
Ryan.
Ryan who?
Seacrest. He's everyone's friend.
Nope. What I'm going to do is I'm going to refund your money and I want you to use that.
What?
I'm going to refund your money. Just
no, man. No. Why? I bought the edible arrangement. I spent my money.
I want to refund you so that you can go out on the town and use that money to meet somebody. It doesn't matter.
Somebody. Why are you mad at me? Meet somebody. Are you, like, feisty? Are you a feisty guy?
I'm not your friend, because I don't want you to tell other people, oh, like, Conrad's so funny, he's feisty. You don't know anything about me. I'm not feisty. You're grating. I'm sorry to say this.
But you are. You're so, like, that's exactly, oh my God, that is so how it describes, like, if I could describe you in one word, you're feisty.
What
you're
number
a feisty guy.
Money, because I can also over-refund you. What number gets you off the phone right now?
Your number. Your personal number. So we can do this again.
That was pretty clever. That was slick, but no, absolutely not. I'm gonna hang up.
Is that how you describe me? Like when you tell people,
I don't tell people about you.
So funny.
I don't know who you are.
We just met, but like after this,
I'm not gonna tell anybody about you.
Come on, man.
Name one interesting thing about you.
You just said I'm slick.
I didn't say that. I said that
you
was
did.
Slick, and it was. I said it, I remarked upon it because it was against character.
What do you mean?
You're not slick. Otherwise,
you don't know me well enough yet.
I don't want to get to know you.
You're feisty. I'm being
blunt and rude. That's not feisty.
You and Uncle Mike would get on real well.
So this is how Mike talks to you? Because then you're definitely not friends.
You and Mike cut from the same cloth. You are cut from the same cloth. Whenever I try and call him, I'm just like, Mike, what's up? And he's like, I'm busy. And then he just kind of like smashes the phone down. And I'm like, whoa.
You said he didn't pick up. You said he didn't pick up and that he sent you to voicemail and then didn't also text you saying, sorry, I'm busy.
Well, I'm saying it's like that was in 2007.
That's what I was worried about.
Haven't had any human interaction since the late aughts.
You haven't talked to somebody from 2009 to now. Obama won, and then now you had an edible arrangement order placed. Yes. Should we redo our last segment?
Yeah.
This shook me all week long.
I don't know if I'm going to get a tattoo.
What does that mean? That you're leaning towards not? Or you're truly not?
I'm leaning towards... So here's the deal. So I got the design, I got the drawing, the line drawing of Red, and it's fucking perfect. It's amazing. I ordered it off Inkbox. I ordered like the small, because I want it, if I were to get it, I would want it really tiny, but I wanted to get something from Inkbox to see. This is not an ad. I just think Inkbox is cool. I wanted to get it to see what it would be like. I placed the order for like their smallest one. They emailed back. They're like, the detail wouldn't show up as well. Can we make it a little bit bigger? And I just said, I'm like, okay, sure. I trust that. It's way too big. Like, this would be way bigger than I would want. And so I'm giving this to a friend of mine. But I ordered another one. So hopefully it comes smaller. So that should be here maybe next week. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm interested to try it on me. See what it looks like. But I don't know. Maybe it's just not this design. Like, maybe it's just not the red doggy.
Yeah.
But look at him. It's perfect.
I love it.
So I'm really glad I'm taking time, because impulsive ass Riley, like a month ago, would have been like, put it on me. And now I would have been like, oh God. we're unsure. We're unsure.
Yeah. I knew I wanted a tattoo for the longest time, but I was like, I don't know what to get. And then it was just like finally settling on something that after a couple of weeks was like, yeah, I'm just going to get that. But I also think throwing caution to the wind is like part of it. And then it just becomes part of your body.
But you have like tiny guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I would
my butterfly's like the size smaller. Of that though.
But this is just more intricate. I don't know. If there's some like there's one floral design that I might get. I don't know. It is a lemon. We'd have matching lemons.
Don't get I've done that. I've thought about doing that for so many of my friends of like, let me get this same exact tattoo of them. And now it's about to happen to me. It wouldn't be the
same as yours. But a dear like family friend of my mom's is a visual artist, and we visited her on our trip, and she had this like beautiful like watercolor painting of lemons and leaves, and it was really, really pretty, and she gave it to me, and I'm like, that would make a really pretty tattoo.
That's pretty. It sounds pretty. I haven't seen it. That's cool. I don't know if that would translate to a tattoo very well though, unless you get a really good shading artist. But I don't know.
It would be line.
Outline.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, outline and very tiny. Like, yeah. There. But I probably won't get it. But I'm saying it's like something. I think what I'm realizing is that it's like if I'm gonna get one, which I still don't know if I am. As much as I love the red dog, I might want something more like delicate than a cartoon on my body. Personally.
Yeah, but that's like you love cartoons.
I know. I do. I know.
Say you should get that over getting like just a flower, because that means kind of nothing to you. Like, and everyone I know who has floral tattoos, everyone regrets those, because they're like, this isn't anything.
I'm interested to see what this will be like smaller, because right now it's like I was gonna try it here, but it's just so big.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it wouldn't even give me a good idea of if I would want it or not, because I'm like, well, I know I wouldn't want this. It's way too big.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we'll see. But they did send me a free like bee, and it's like very, very tiny. So where should I put that? It's your literally eye. Like that big. No. Where should it's like a little bumblebee, like that big.
Your wrist.
Like in wrist?
Maybe.
Could be huge.
You're talking about an Inkbox thing that lasts for 7 days. It doesn't matter where you
put
it.
2 weeks?
It doesn't last 2 weeks.
It does. The ones that I had, that Daniel and I got matching ones, they lasted for 2.5 weeks.
That's if you don't shower.
I do. What's shaking you, ass?
I like soy.
And what's
soy.
Shaking your ass? Sauce? Milk? Tofu?
No.
Beans?
Don't know. It's fucking changed.
I like soy.
I'm just gonna say I like soy.
What? But in what capacity?
It doesn't matter. Nobody needs to know if I like soy sauce or milk. It's soy.
I fucking love soy sauce.
Soy sauce is what I meant. Soy sauce is unbelievable.
Soy sauce is unbelievable. We should do a soy sauce app. I could fucking drink Kikaman. A gallon of soy sauce.
I had sushi yesterday and I sipped some soy.
soy, a little bit of wasabi in there.
It hits hard. Should we thank some VI podcasts?
God, it's been so nice to not have to do this.
Are you kidding me?
Fucking chore.
Everybody has not been able to change their name for like
it's
6 weeks.
Such a fucking chore. They suck.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you're listening to this and you're not a podcast, you should become one because it's like we love you guys.
You just said they suck.
They fucking suck. Well, there's they can't no hear way. This. They're not going to listen to this.
They absolutely can.
Okay. Big thank you to underscore Christian Side. Oh, yeah. We haven't. Everyone's finally changed their names. Okay.
Yeah.
Underscore Christian Side hugs Quark when he asks.
Agent Finney Scarn. What do y'all think of my new nickname, Finney?
Agent Michael Sconner Finnegan. We're brothers.
There's no way. Ako has received nary a fucking dap for her frankly outstanding achievements. An apology is in order. 384 episodes, by the way.
Cam is finally out of hell now that you're out of banked episodes. Never do that to me or my kids again.
Sierra Puff.
You didn't marry Sierra. Chuck.
Dakota feeling fresh, refreshed hearing all these new names. Nice.
Damian Kirk has memorized the first 192 digits of pi, but he still needs to go on a pilgrimage to learn what it is to come.
Dr. Funk Bob Buell.
Everybody get up. It's time to slick now. We got a real Rick going down. Welcome to the Slick Rick.
Fancy Octopus.
Freya.
Frito Prey Love.
Gale's Oils, LLC.
Gray's the prodigal son that shines.
You did not incorporate Gale's Oils.
Gray is the prodigal son that shines bright as he returns to North America. Fuck.
Ha, I'm going to make Riley and Jeff say a really long and hard to pronounce word, like fucking gecko.
Allie the Horribly Awesome is Gray's twin.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code Jeff for 20% off your Baldo purchase.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code, yeah, IDKY Austin hasn't changed his fucking name, this fucking dumbass. No, I'm serious. Fuck that guy.
Hey, Jeff, could you please have anyone from Hey Riddle Riddle on the HeadGum Podcast, please?
I eat spaghetti and heat balls. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
New patron.
New patron.
I sincerely would like to apologize for the wolf. The epic wolf.
I Venmo Jeff my rent money to pay for the subscription and would really appreciate it if it could send it back. Thanks.
New patron.
New patron. I can't.
Jake Ullman.
James Wagner is tired of these repeat names. Same bad name, same bad person.
Jay is actually in the U.S. for a bit now, and the whole time zone thing might work out this week.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malisov.
John Daniels got dumped by his therapist, and you know he deserved it.
Jordan Fields. Nope, never mind.
JP again. Wait, so is Rary Chair Spa canon in the Jeffrey the Dumbass cinematic universe? Yes or no?
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Casper Bo Pasper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Michael Begel.
Nate Porteous thinks this has to be a Riley rename. Jeff can't be silly.
Nolan Murphy would love to be an heiress to his heiress. I'd love to inherit the Charlotte Hornets is all.
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, priest.
Oh, so it's lame to advertise your business through your Patreon name. Come say that to my face at Smokin' Time on Main Island.
Pete Bradford actually went to Smokin' Time and told him it's not lame to advertise your business through their Patreon name.
Peter Piper picked a pecker picket. Fuck!
Phoebe.
Quack.
Riley Ann's Claw. So it's Riley Ann's Paw, but she's in need of a manicure. I'm getting one tomorrow.
Hilarious
fucker.
Timing. Reese, Little Caesars Eater Bergman.
Smooth Pete and the Funky Bunch.
So what, is this like a job now? You're trying to tell me that I have to update my name more than once a year?
Thanks for not shouting out Daddy's birthday. April 1st came and went and it all did nothing.
That's so Raven. It's the future. I can well see.
The dulcet tones of Jeffrey Sleep Moans.
And TJ Michael. Thank you guys for subscribing at the highest tier. $20 VIP patron parties, everything. That's good.
Everything. This has been a gas.
It's been a gaff, and I've been aghast. We'll see you guys again next week. You can follow Riley on Instagram, at Riley Anspa, on Twitter, at Riley Coyote, and the show on Reddit, r/review review, and Instagram, at review review.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram, at Jeffrey James, and at Twitter, at Jeff Boyardee.
We'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.